Hey there, tech lovers. Welcome to another exciting episode of Tech on Trial with Sal and Victor. I am Sal.
Can you guess who I am? I'm Victor. We're here to dive into the fascinating world of technology, from AI to all the latest gadgets.
Absolutely. And so today we got this hot topic on the table. We've been hearing a lot about the new regulations and policies surrounding AI. The AI code of conduct in Canada. So strap in, folks, because it's about to get much more interesting. So let's set this stage a little bit. Victor, have you heard about this new AI code of conduct?
You bet. It's apparently like a rule book for AI, making sure our digital pals play nicer.
Well, I mean, it's Canada, so don't expect anything super wild, but yeah. Canada is getting serious about keeping AI in check. So it's like having like a digital referee for the tech game.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And with some of the sort of like eerie things that have come out of OpenAI lately, where they might be even getting into AGI very quickly, you do get a little scared at times. But, you know, a referee for algorithms, though, like I never thought I'd see the day.
There are many, many countless kind of situations that we've been seeing over the past few months, from Tesla to OpenAI and so on.
Yeah. So all around Elon Musk, it appears. Oh.
Well, the robots are coming. Times are changing, my friend. Times are changing. So let's break that down. Let's break this code of conduct down and understand what it's all about. So first of all, give me a little bit of your take on it.
Yeah. So according to the article that we dug up from VentureBeat, this code of conduct is sort of like a set of golden rules for AI creators.
I hear the do's and don'ts. It's like, so no cheating, no fouls, and definitely no glitches, kind of, I guess.
I mean, that's the hope, no glitches, but like the intent is that it covers things like fairness, transparency, and accountability, you know, things that Canada is pretty well known for. And it's all about keeping AI on the straight and narrow.
I mean, I love how they're putting ethics into the AI playbook. It's like teaching manners to robots.
Yeah, I mean, manners and algorithms is exactly what robots need, right? It's the perfect combo. But Sal, do you think that this is going to make AI more trustworthy?
Well, it's a step in the right direction. It's like at least putting kind of a digital leash on your robot dog, kitchen line.
Yeah, okay.
So now, Victor, some folks worry that these rules might stifle innovation. So what's your take on it?
I mean, that is a very classical problem. It's the innovation debate. But think about it. You know, rules don't kill creativity. They just make it sort of try to play nice with others. If you're really stifled by rules existing, maybe you need to be doing something else.
Well, yeah, I mean, it forces you to be more creative. It's like telling a chef they cannot use like a kind of ingredients they're about to, you know, get not so keeps the dish tasty and ethical.
I mean, that's the whole purpose, is like palatable at the very least, you know. And with AI, what we want is to whip up solutions and not chaos. Like, you want to be able to eat your final product.
Why do you think Canada is now taking the lead on this?
Well, I've got to say, like, Canada's always been sort of like the polite neighbors to the big brother in the South, so the United States. And now they're extending that politeness to the digital realm, I think.
The politeness principle. Even for algorithms, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sorry for everything, you know? Sorry before I've even done anything. Plus, like, Canada itself wants to be pioneers in responsible AI. So it's like saying, hey, world, follow our lead.
Well, yeah, Canada's leading the AI revolution with a cup of kindness and a little dash of maple syrup. Fantastic. Hi, Victor, final thoughts on Canada's AI code of conduct?
Well, it's definitely a game changer, Sal. A playbook for like the future of tech fair, transparent, and accountable. I mean, it's going to make it more trustworthy in the end.
Couldn't agree more, man. Couldn't agree more. It's like really giving AI a guidebook and how to be the best digital citizen.
Yeah, digital citizenship. It's really cool. I like it. AI reads the manual.
I'm waiting for it. And there you have it, Techies. Another episode of Tech on Trial with me and Victor. It's in the books.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this AI adventure. Remember, folks, keep your code clean and your algorithms accountable.
There you go. Until next time, this is Sal.
And Victor signing off.
See ya.